Hello, everybody. My name is Steven Dutzman. I am the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com, and I am hosting today a special podcast, a review podcast of a very special game that is Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield. We have collectively spent, because we were a little irresponsible, and we spent collectively, what would you say, Jenna, like 30 hours between the four of us playing Pokemon this weekend? Probably. So you've put in about 20, and I know I have put in probably close to 10 after you guys went to bed. And then Jacob and Megan put in significantly less, but only because
I'm going to be playing Sword, and we haven't got Sword yet. We only have Shield right now.
Yes, so Pokemon. So Jacob really just kind of got a taste and started a save file so he could get a starter that he could trade to himself later. We have spent a lot of time. So I wanted to kind of go around the room, and we'll talk about it. And we're going to start, we're going to go youngest to oldest. So, Meggie, this is your first Pokemon game, right? Who did you pick for your starter?
Grookey.
Who?
Grookey. I named it Cutie, though.
You named him Cutie?
Yes.
Rookie named Cutie. I told her the name because I had the best names.
Okay.
Definitely okay. Original, not from somebody.
Nick is my second favorite Pokemon. No.
So you. So what kind of Pokemon is Grookey?
Grookey is a monkey Pokemon. It looks like he lives in the forest.
Because all monkeys look like they live in the forest.
So, but and he has a stick in his head.
And he's a stick in his head.
And he's a grass type Pokemon, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's actually a really good Pokemon, and he turns into a drummer.
Okay, so we'll talk more about that later. So let me ask Meggie the questions, guys, because this is Meggie's first Pokemon game. So when you started playing, how long did it take you to decide which starter Pokemon you picked? Or did you know before the game started?
I knew what my start was going to be before I started.
You did?
Yes, and I was in the Grookey gang.
You're in the Grookey gang? So how did you decide? How did you decide that Grookey was going to be your starter Pokemon?
Because he's a monkey, and monkeys are my second favorite animal.
Okay, what's your favorite animal?
Cats.
Okay, and there were no cats. Well, that was last generation. Okay.
Meowth is one of my favorites.
You love Meowth too? Okay. Well,
even the big beard Meowth from this gen?
Yes.
Because he has a beard in this generation.
So
I don't know why.
Because there's a lot of stuff like that. So
why can't we just have normal Meowth again?
Okay. I'm asking Meggie questions now, guys.
Yes.
So, Meggie, so you chose Grookey.
Yes.
Now, this game has a lot of reading in it, right? Because all the characters talk to each other. So have you been having any trouble reading what they've been saying to each other? No? But you're a really good reader, right?
Yes.
Yes? You gotta speak up.
Yes, I am a really good reader.
Yeah? So what's going on in the game? Tell me about it. So what's your trainer's name?
My trainer's name is Maggie, which is my nickname.
So you made your trainer you?
Yes.
Did you know that I made my trainer you?
Yes.
But
I don't like that you added the glasses.
Well, I give all of my Pokemon trainers glasses, but so you made Meggie the trainer, and you have a rival, right?
Yes.
Yep. And his name is Hop, and then both of you choose Pokemon. Both of you choose Pokemon, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you go on an adventure, right?
Yes.
So have you gotten any badges yet?
From beating gyms?
No.
No? But you're working on going to the grass gym, right?
Yes.
Because that's the first one?
Yes.
Almost there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what is your favorite part of Pokemon Shield?
It's basically the point of the game.
What's the point of the game? You gotta speak up, Meggie. What's your favorite part? Do you like the battling? Or do you like to just explore? You got it? Come on, Meggie.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What's your favorite part?
My favorite part is about when you choose the starters, the first part in the game.
Do you like choosing your starter? That was your favorite part so far?
Yes.
Do you like seeing all the different Pokemon in the grass?
Yes.
Because one thing that is different about Pokemon Sword and Shield from other games in the franchise is that instead of random encounters where they are, you know, just in tall grass and you don't know what you're fighting, you actually see them walk around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, is that cool?
Yes. But also, one of my favorite Pokemon from this game is the Pokemon that you find in part of the game where you go into these creepy woods. There's this Pokemon the Pokemon that's on the cover of the game.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. You meet that Pokemon. You can't even fight him.
Yeah, did you try?
Yes. Sorry yes. about the spoilers.
It's okay.
You can't fight him.
So you haven't gotten very far, but are you liking it so far? And this is your very first Pokemon game. Are you going to keep playing?
Yes.
Because I know we made you play this weekend because we wanted you to be able to be on the podcast, but are you going to keep playing?
Yes.
You are? Well, that's very good. Mommy, do you have other questions that you want to ask Maggie?
I want to know who her favorite Pokemon that she has in her party is.
Oh, who's your favorite Pokemon that you have in your party? Is it Grookey or is it somebody else? You got that squirrel that you named Chubby Cheeks.
Yeah. Grookey!
You like Grookey the most?
Yes!
Because he's a silly monkey?
Yes!
No, because he's Grookey.
Okay. All right, Maggie. So say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye!
What?
Wow. Way to spike the audio there, kid. All right, go see Mama.
Go see Mama.
Okay, Jake.
Hi.
All right, Jake. So this is not your first Pokemon game.
It's like my fourth. So the first game that I had was Alpha Sapphire, which is a remake of Pokemon Sapphire.
Yep.
And then I got Pokemon Moon.
Yep.
And then I got Pokemon Ultra Moon.
Yep.
I don't know why they made that. It's just a second version of the same game.
Well, I mean, it was money. But you stop. We're talking to Jake now.
And then we're playing Pokemon Shield.
Yep.
So I said earlier, this isn't the game I'm going to be playing. Once we get Sword, I'm going to be playing Sword. So I picked the starter that would be useful for me to have.
Yep.
Once we get Sword, I'm going to trade it over so I have two starters.
And who'd you pick?
So for Pokemon Shield, I picked Sobble.
Okay.
And I also have Grookey.
Because Grookey's your main.
Yeah, Grookey's my Gucci.
He's your what?
My Gucci boy.
I suspect that most of the parents listening to this have no idea what you just said.
Okay, Grookey is my favorite.
He's your favorite. Okay, so how different is Pokemon Shield from the other Pokemon games that you played before?
So, Pokemon Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu, they had like the same kind of like grass mechanic for like tall grass mechanics where the Pokemon are running around in a tall grass.
Yep.
So that's different.
Okay, do you like it that way better than the random encounters?
Kind of.
Okay.
I know what I want to catch.
Okay.
I know what I'm going to catch or fight, but
start over. It's fine.
Okay. So I know what I'm going to fight or catch, but I kind of like the other way better because it's, like, less, like, full on the screen and, like...
Okay.
It's, like, it seems like there's more Pokemon when it's, like, how it is now.
And okay.
Instead of the other way.
Well, I mean...
But it is kind of less annoying because then I won't run into a random Pokemon in the last... Patch of grass.
Because you can avoid them.
Yeah.
If you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, how do you like the battling? Is it the same?
Yeah.
Okay. So, is there anything different from before?
Dynamax.
Okay. So, what's Dynamax?
Basically makes your Pokemon really big and makes it so their moves are stronger.
Okay. And how often can you do that?
Once every battle, I think, right?
Well, it's only during certain battles.
Well,
you can't do it all the time.
Once during certain battles, and it's only for 3 turns.
It's only for 3 turns, so it's kind of like a mega evolution, but it's, like, longer.
No.
Mega Evolution.
It's shorter?
Mega Evolution lasts until a Pokemon faints.
Oh,
but
okay.
Mega Evolution keeps the moves the same, but makes them a bit stronger.
Makes them a bit stronger and changes your ability. Well, Dynamax keeps your ability, makes you stronger, and makes all of your moves essentially Z moves.
Cool.
A Z move is.
That's from Pokemon Sun and Moon.
It's from Sun and Moon, where like there's a special move for every type, and if they have a move of that type, they can use it, and it's really strong. If they're holding the Z crystal, and it's really strong.
Okay. So, what else is new about Pokemon Shield from other games?
The legendaries.
Well, what stuff have you seen so far? Because you've watched Evan a lot, and you've played a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
So what's new from the stuff that you have seen and done that you like?
The puzzles are, like, to get into the gyms.
Yep.
Gym battles, the puzzles are, like, less confusing. Like,
okay.
The older puzzles were, like, I remember from I think Pokemon Alpha Sapphire, there was, like, a wind gym.
Oh, that one was annoying.
Air type gym. And you had to move around, like, fans to blow at other things that spun and then, like, basically became a doorway. And you had to do that. And, like, it was really confusing. Now it's just, like, herd sheep and avoid the things that are trying to make your sheep scare away and also avoid battles.
Okay.
I mean, I was playing with avoiding battles because I was on the edge of not being able to control my Pokemon anymore.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about your fun experience in a minute. So, so you like it?
Yes.
Are you going to keep playing?
Yeah.
Once we get Sword next week. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, you are going to keep playing. Well, that's good.
And I will have two starters because I'm going to trade over my Sobble.
Okay. That's probably going to be complicated because you're going to have to probably trade it to Evan.
No.
No?
No.
Nope.
I could just trade it directly. I would just need both switches at the same time.
Huh. Well, we'll see how that works.
Just remember, we're buying them both physical.
We are buying them both physically.
So,
okay.
No.
So, fair enough. So, Jake.
Yes.
Thank you. Anything else you must say about Pokemon Shield? Or do you think we covered all your opinions?
One thing is that it's the best, and that's it.
You really like it.
The starters are good.
Okay. So let's say there are parents listening who are going to get this game for their kids for between now or maybe for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
What is one piece of advice that you want to give to those parents that they should keep in mind and give to their kids if they get stuck, if they've never played a Pokemon game before?
Okay. I haven't really played that far yet, so I don't really know.
So just Pokemon in general. What's one piece of advice that you think that they should know?
I forget what it's called.
So we'll come back to you.
Yes.
Evan.
Hold on, have to ask you a question about what it's called. Never mind.
We'll come back to you.
Okay.
Evan.
Yes.
We're going to do this part now, and then we'll come back to you. What is one piece of advice that you want to give to a parent to remember to give to their kids if they get stuck?
There are a lot.
So pick one, and then maybe give the other one to your brother.
Okay. So, one thing that you shouldn't have in your party is Pokemon with the same type.
Okay.
Because it means that let's say you're in a gym battle, right? And the gym battle has a type advantage over that Pokemon, over that type.
Yep.
Let's say you have two grass type Pokemon, and you're in the fire type gym.
Yep. So fire type is strong against grass type.
Yes, because fire
type is super effective against grass type. So
if you have too many grass Pokemon and you go into the fire gym, you're going to have trouble.
Because then you'll have less Pokemon to use because you don't want to have two Pokemon get destroyed right away.
Sure. So what you think parents should do is make sure to remind their kids to try to have different kinds of Pokemon in their party. So they can have six.
They can have six.
So they should spread them out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Evan, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You just said that you know which type of Pokemon is stronger than another. Where would a parent go to find out that information to help their kids?
Bulbapedia.
I mean, not Bulbapedia. There are plenty of type charts on Google. A type chart is a chart that shows all of the type advantages and disadvantages and non-effects.
And they can also, very soon, go to EngageFamilyGaming.com where we're going to talk about what the type chart looks like and we're going to explain how to read it to people that don't play Pokemon.
Because this is confusing.
Because it's super confusing to people that don't know. So they can go... Yeah, they can go to Pokemon. They can go to the Google and type in Pokemon type chart, and they'll get it.
Or Bulbapedia.
Or
Bulbapedia doesn't have a type chart on it.
Wait, what? I swear,
Bulbapedia. No, it tells you what type the Pokemon is, but not the type chart.
Can I ask you guys another question?
Wait, hold on. Let me finish plugging all of our stuff. So they can go to EngageFamilyGaming.com and look up Pokemon type chart, and we'll give them that information. We would love the clicks. Or they can go to Google and type in Pokemon type chart, and they will find the actual chart.
Yeah.
Bulbapedia does have information about individual Pokemon, but not...
Bulbapedia is the best website.
I mean, after EngageFamilyGaming.com.
Bulbasaur is the second
after EngageFamilyGaming.com. So my question is, my first ever Pokemon game was Pokemon Moon, and I didn't know anything about the types, but when I called up my Pokemon team to battle, it would tell me which one of my Pokemon was effective against the other one.
Well,
does this game do it?
Yes, but only if you've battled that Pokemon before.
But it has that same feature to make it easy for new players.
Yes.
Excellent.
After they've fought a given Pokemon or captured it, in the future, they will know, and it'll tell them what moves are super effective or effective against the other ones.
And that's why you should capture everything.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, so. Wow.
Conspiracies there.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead. Jake, do you have a piece of advice?
Okay, I figured out the name. So, stat change is, like, certain moves that, like, change the stats of, like, your enemy player.
Yep.
Like, if, like, sometimes it lowers their defense or hires your attack or something like that.
Yep, raises.
Raises your attack. So, those moves suck.
Not true.
Most of them do.
I don't like it when you use that word. How about stink?
Stink.
Okay.
Also,
stink
likes my dog. That's not true.
Okay.
Your piece of advice is not true.
Okay. Hold on.
Most of them are bad.
Okay.
Except for agility. Agility is good.
Okay. So, people...
Okay, no. I'm saying this from a competitive standpoint, not a casual standpoint.
Yeah, so...
Okay. Yes. Replace those moves if you ever need to replace that. And if you ever need to replace a move.
Okay.
Yes.
So, clearly, Pokemon Masters disagree... Especially
when
they disagree.
That's a joke.
They disagree with each other about the usefulness of moves that don't do damage and only affect stats. Ultimately, it's up to personal preference. However, every Pokemon in your group should have. For casual playthroughs, especially for younger players, it's very important that they choose moves that have numbers next to the word power in their description.
Yes.
Because that means that that move does damage. If the move like Growl or Leer, those are two moves. Actual moves. So
exactly.
We don't have to say bad or good right now. We can just talk about mechanically. If they don't say numbers in the power spot, that means they don't do damage, which means they only affect stats. And there are some that are good. And in some situations, that's all you got. But everyone needs to be able to impact their opponents.
Yes.
So, Jake, thank you for your advice. Say goodbye, everybody.
Peace.
All right. So get on out of here. All right. So now Evan's going to come into the lab. Evan, this is definitely not your first Pokemon game.
Sixth.
This is your sixth Pokemon game. You've been playing Pokemon games for a very long time.
My first one was Diamond. My second one was White 2. My third one was Omega Ruby.
Yep.
My fifth one was Sun.
Yep.
My sixth one was Ultra Sun. So this is my eighth, actually, because my seventh was Let's Go Eevee and Pikachu.
Yeah. So you've played a lot of Pokemon.
Yeah.
So...
Though it was really bad.
So how did you choose Pokemon Shield over Pokemon Sword?
Well, I didn't have a choice. Jacob wanted to play Sword, so I played Shield.
Well, I mean, that's a choice. So he chose Sword, and so you decided to get Shield. If I recall,
it was so
for Sun and Moon, you were the one that was dead set on Sun, and he kind of happened to enjoy Moon. So you guys kind of went backwards a little bit on this one.
Yeah. I wanted to play Sword, but you know what? Shield is a better game. No, it's not.
They're the same game.
Shield has Tyranitar.
Okay. All right. So there are... So let's talk about
also,
that.
Also, they have separate gyms.
That is true. The two big differences between the two games are there's a set of Pokemon that are exclusive to either set. And in this case, for the first time ever, there are gyms... two gyms that exist in Shield that don't exist in Sword and vice versa. So that's actually kind of neat. It's the first time that's ever happened. And really, we were talking about this on the ride home after we picked it up. Yeah. That's actually a pretty significant difference.
Especially if you're picking your starter Pokemon.
Yep.
From an will I have an easier time playing through the game?
Yeah, because if you are playing through, let's say if you're playing Shield, that means the exclusive gyms there are Ghost type, and what's the other one?
I think it's Ice.
So Ghost and Ice.
I'm not mistaken.
So if you're playing there,
let's find out.
Google knows. So we know Ghost because you're in it.
Yeah.
So that means you need to make sure that you have Pokemon that can fight Ghost
type. Dark type moves. Dark type moves, because those are the most prevalent.
But if you love fighting type Pokemon
or normal type Pokemon,
you can't use those in ghost type gyms because ghost type is super effective against them.
Because it's not super effective, but normal type moves do no damage to ghost types,
which is insane.
Yeah.
So these are the kind of things you think about. I mean, at the end of the day, the game is playable.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the thing. Neither of them are unplayable. It's just they are different. And that's certainly important. So,
there are three? What?
I guess so.
Huh.
Ghost, Poison, and Ice.
Okay.
We were close.
Not what the IGN article said.
Okay, well, what are you going to do? So, we got exclusive Pokemon. We have exclusive gyms. So this is your seventh Pokemon game.
Yes.
How do you like it so far? Because you've put in about 20 hours. You're in your fourth gym right now. I interrupted it to record this podcast.
You did.
Well, because I told you that we were going to do that. So
you did. You told me on Friday.
I said on Friday that we were going to be recording this. So tell me, what do you think? So far.
I really like it.
So what is new and different in Pokemon Shield from previous Pokemon games that you like the most?
The wild area.
Okay, so what's the wild area all about?
The wild area is an area that gives you full control over the camera.
Which is completely new for a Pokemon
game.
Yes,
it's not like restricted. It's like you can go anywhere in the wild area anytime. And it's basically like random Pokemon show up every day, and it's
And there's dynamic weather, meaning
really cool.
We were there. I was running through a wild zone, and it went from hailing to sunny. And Jenna had walked into the room, and was like, "Oh my goodness, the weather changed so fast!"
Magic weather?
And it's just because the game changes and the weather is a little bit different. There are huge Pokemon that you couldn't hope to capture.
Oh my god.
I remember the first time you accidentally bumped into an Onix, and it was like, hey, check me out. You have level 5 Pokemon. I'm level 25.
The most recent one that happened was I bumped into a level 50 Snorlax.
And then it Snorlaxed you in your face.
Luckily, Snorlax is slow, so I can run away, but...
Fair enough. So you really like the wild area. This is completely new, because normally you go on Route 1, and then you go to Route 2, and then 3, and then 4, and that ties the whole game together. And now, in between the routes, there are these wide-open wild areas that are full of Pokemon and treasures, and what's up with those weird, like, red circle things?
So some of them don't have beams coming out of the top, which give you watts. And then there are ones that do have beams, which give you Dynamax raid battles.
And what is a Dynamax raid battle?
Okay, so imagine a 4-player Pokemon battle.
Okay.
That's online or offline, which I like better because I don't have to deal with random players.
Yep.
Because you can PvP in those.
Okay. So you'd play. So you basically team up with three other trainers.
You team up with three other trainers
to fight a giant Dynamax Pokemon.
To take down a random Dynamax Pokemon.
And then ultimately capture it.
Then and then you get decent loot. Okay. I had an experience with that loot. That's funny.
Okay. What was the experience?
So you get this thing called candy.
Yeah.
It gives you levels.
Yeah.
And XP.
Yeah, so you feed the candy to the Pokemon and they get bigger.
So, yeah. I thought that it would be a great way to get levels really fast.
Yeah.
And so, I used it on my starter Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And, my Pokemon got to levels 15, 16, I think. It proceeded to evolve. Great, but then I realized that I forgot the level cap that you can have until you can't control your Pokemon anymore.
Yeah, so until you beat your first gym, you can only have Pokemon up to level 20.
Yeah, and so I started playing a completely different game.
Yeah.
Because now instead of freely gaining levels, I was trying to limit the amount of levels I could get possible. So like I went on to a route. I ended up without any Pokemon battles, meaning I didn't catch any Pokemon, which means I have an entire route of Pokemon that I didn't catch.
Yep.
Actually, an entire two routes and an entire cave.
Yep. That you were just racing through, trying to get away.
Yeah, because I couldn't gain XP or else.
Or you might have lost your ability to control your starter. So you were playing a very different game. Yeah, you might have had to restart. So fortunately, you made it through.
Yeah.
So overall, you're happy with your game?
Yes.
So you're going to finish playing it?
Yeah. Probably in the next week.
I mean, you do have school.
I mean, but I'm in the fourth gym.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. All right, so that's it. That's the impressions from all three of the kids. I'll say I've put about 8 to 10 hours in. I'm really – our dog is absolutely excited about it. I put about 10 hours in. This is not my first Pokemon game either. I've been playing them at least partially forever. Yeah. However, I really like this game. Respects my time. It is – it's way less grindy.
Yes, definitely.
So if you find that you are underpowered to going to a gym, or maybe you find a Pokemon that is low level and you want to catch it up, it's actually way easier to do that. So don't have to like go back and backtrack and just run around in grass. I've never felt the need so far in my 10 hours. I have not felt the need to go to a route and just run around in circles and fight Pokemon.
Oh, I've done that with the max raid battles because I wanted the XP.
That's different.
That I want to be overleveled because I like that challenge.
Sure, but also you enjoy the raid battles.
Yeah,
so,
they're fun.
So we recommend this. I mean, the reality is we just had a 6-year-old, an 11-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a grown man all tell you we really enjoy this game. There's some scuttlebutt online from a very minor group of very vocal fans who are disappointed that this game is not that much different from the other ones. Because the reality is, at the end of the day, you build up a team of six Pokemon, and you capture other Pokemon, and you beat eight gyms.
Yes.
That's it. So it's not completely different. However, anyone online who says this game is not beautiful is insane. This game is absolutely
especially
gorgeous.
Talking about the music.
The music is awesome. I love how there's more guitar. It feels like there's more guitar than there has been before. So yeah, we're huge fans here. We're all going to be playing it. I think even Jenna's going to be playing this one as we get another copy. Jen, you're going to play Sword, right?
Yes.
So she said yes. She has a cold coming down, so that was a very snuffly yes. So. Yeah, this has been our review discussion of Pokemon Sword and Shield. In this case, I guess specifically Shield, if we were to be very specific. We hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. And until next time,
don't forget to get your family game on.
We'll see you soon. Bye.